So no new taxes, that's the rallying cry of Republicans. But at a recent town hall meeting in Tucson, when Arizona Senator John McCain told his supporters that tax hikes would damage the economy, he heard this.
Why do you believe that tax breaks to the wealthy improve jobs in the United States?
You say we need to raise taxes on the American people. That's not true. We need to raise taxes on the wealthy.
I would rather pay taxes so that man can live than take another trip to Italy.
And presidential candidate Mitt Romney shared a similar moment at the Iowa State Fair when an angry voter there demanded to know how he was going to save Medicare and Medicaid without cutting benefits and raising taxes.
You ready for my answer? I'm not going to raise taxes. That's my answer. I'm not going to raise taxes. And if you want somebody that can raise taxes, you can vote for Barack Obama. But let me tell you what Barack Obama's doing. Barack Obama is killing this economy. Barack Obama's is why 25 million people don't have jobs and can't find jobs. And the okay, next question. We got another question. I got to give it over here. Yes, sir.
Well, now there are other questions being raised about Mitt Romney and taxes. Politico reports that when he was governor of Massachusetts and appealing to Standard & Poor's to raise the state's credit rating, Romney claimed to close tax loopholes, which is what Republicans are now calling raising taxes, and he also raised fees. Information about the meetings between the governor's office and the credit ratings agency were obtained by Politico. Reporter Ben Smith joins us on the line from Iowa. And Ben, I understand you're at the fair.
Yes, you can. I think you may be able to hear it in the background.
Lucky you, you can have fried butter on a stick.
I'm choosing between the fried Twinkies and the corn dogs at the moment, actually.
Choose well. And talk with us, as Iowans are used to politics being mixed with a fair. Talk about the documents made public. He was then governor of Massachusetts. What did you learn?
Well, you know, when he was governor of Massachusetts, he had come in at the end of the recession of the early 2000s, and had benefited from, you know, the recovery and the revenues going up. And he's making the case to Standard & Poor's that they should raise the state's rating because the numbers are adding up. He's a good manager who's not using one shots, and because during the recession, his predecessors were wise enough to raise taxes by $1 billion rather than borrowing.
Well, and there had been a tax hike right before he came in, but what?
Yes, exactly. He opposed that tax hike, but all of a sudden in his presentation, he's taking credit for it, because the sort of dirty secret of these ratings, which Republicans are very loath to acknowledge at the moment, is the agencies don't care whether you're raising taxes or cutting spending; they just want the numbers to add up.
Well,
and Romney, you know, at the time was this kind of technocratic manager who also wanted the numbers to add up.
But what did the paper show? What was raised?
Well, the 2002 tax hike, again, Romney opposed it, but then later is taking credit for it in this document, included basically raising the long-term tax, capital gains tax, slapping a 75-cent tax on every pack of cigarettes, and delaying an income tax cut, which had been in the works.
There were also enhancements, closing tax loopholes that would add, I think, $269 million in additional revenue to state coffers, and $271 million in increased fees. This is according to the Boston Globe, which also got a hold of documents. So Romney's office is now saying, well, those were fees. We raised fees, not taxes. You know, how do you think this is going to play out?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a real problem for him in a Republican electorate that's really sort of where there's kind of an anti-tax absolutism at the moment. You know, you saw last night every presidential candidate said they would reject a bargain in which there were with a 10-to-1 ratio of tax cuts to spending of tax hikes to spending cuts. So it's really, you know, taxes are absolutely anathema. And here's a case in which he both, you know, seemed to acknowledge that these taxes had been useful in balancing his budget, and then also bragged about raising fees and raising and closing corporate tax loopholes, which ultimately is, you know, extracting more taxes from businesses.
He addressed that yesterday in Iowa. He said about closing tax loopholes. He said, if there are taxpayers who find ways to distort tax law and take advantage of what I'll call loopholes that are not intended by Congress or the people, absolutely I'd close those loopholes. But then he went on to say there are a lot of people who use the word loophole to say, let's just raise taxes, and that I will not do. I will not raise taxes. So we got to repeat that phrase. But, you know, we're reading about corporations sending their earnings overseas so they aren't going to be taxed. One wonders, will other Republicans then, as they are attacking him for his health care law in Massachusetts, perhaps now use this as fuel?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think it's another, you know, it's a mark of basically a reality, which is that he was not a hard right governor of Massachusetts. He was elected as kind of a middle of the road, center right technocrat and governed that way. And so, you know, that's just, and has since moved to the right, and then the party has also moved to the right, and it makes, you know, it's a record that he has to reckon with.
Well, there was another exchange in Iowa yesterday at the fair, we played one earlier, when he was talking about what he would do with Social Security, and again, people started asking about taxes. Let's listen.
Social Security, Medicaid, and Medicare are promises we can keep, and there are various ways of doing that. One is we could raise taxes on people. That's not the way, that, corporations are people, my friend. We can raise taxes at, of course they are. Everything corporations earn ultimately goes to people. So, where do you think it goes? What? Whose pockets?
Now, Ben Smith, of course, some of these people are not his supporters, whereas it seems that with John McCain, it was genuinely his supporters who were asking him about raising taxes. But here's a candidate who the Democrats are probably going to attack by being too closely aligned with big business, saying corporations are people. How did that resonate there?
I mean, you know, it was a perfectly fine thing to say to a Republican crowd that I think was sympathetic to him and that got his point, which is that, you know, corporations ultimately have shareholders, and if you're raising taxes on the corporations, you're taking money away from those shareholders. Sure, they're, I mean, the shareholders are going to be disproportionately wealthy people, but, you know, but it's part of a tax argument. I think it's for a guy who's risks being cast as an out-of-touch plutocrat, saying corporations are people too is just going to launch a thousand jokes. So Obama's advisor David Axelrod was saying that he was in Des Moines yesterday looking for corporations he could take to lunch, and I mean, I think it sounds awful. I mean, it's not. I don't think he said anything new in terms of policy, but it was probably a wise thing, a wise way to put it.
But that often happens at the Iowa State Fair, where Ben Smith is. He's a reporter and blogger for Politico. Ben, thanks so much for joining us.